Okay, Yasher Koach Shmuel, hope everybody had a wonderful day. Yesterday we raised a really interesting question of the Tosos Yom Tov, given the fact that there was a takana made by Chazal not to embarrass people who were literate. Why exactly did Chazal not make a parallel takana and say everybody's got to bring the Bikurim in a wicker basket so that the poor people wouldn't be embarrassed? And so what I suggested was that, you know, because of the halachic reality that the Aniyim and their baskets become part of the offering of Bikurim in general, so that, you know, there's no concern that they would feel less than. But the Tosfos Yom Tov gave a different answer, which is an excellent segue in tonight's Mishnah. So what he said is that, you know, we weren't going to legislate against people bringing their Bikurim in beautiful baskets with the gold and the silver, etc., because that really creates a hiddur. And one of the things that we pointed out all summer, as we come really to the end of Bikurim, just have a few Mishnayos left, is the role that Hidr Mitzvah plays, right? These aren't just any fruits, but it's Mishvach Haaretz. It's from the Shivas Haminim, the finest fruits. But again, it wasn't just you can bring any pomegranate, but you have to bring the Mishubach. There's an entire Mishnah that we discussed that it has to be from the finest figs, and the finest dates, from the finest olives, etc. So again, the role of Hidr Mitzvah. A third example was the fact that Bikurim, even though it's fundamentally Karban Yachid and Kadshem Mizbeach, that it's really an individual thing. We said that you would come up with your whole Ma'amad because of the principle of Berovam Hadras Melech. A fourth example, remember the Rambam Shita, that it didn't just carry along with it the Ola Sa'ov, that, you know, you'd bring and you'd tie birds to the basket, which would then become a Karban Ola, but according to the Rambam, you'd actually have Olos in your hands, or rather birds in your hands, and they weren't even for purposes of Korban, but again, just as an Itur, as a way of making the Bikurim even more beautiful. So along those lines, you know, our Mishnah now discusses yet another level of Hidr or Itter when it comes to Bikurim. So really defining this mitzvah, you know, maybe right there, you know, near Chanukah is a Dinder Rabbanan, but of any mitzvah min HaTorah, it just strikes me that there's just more of an emphasis here on Hidr than in any parallel area. So Rabbi Shimon ben Anas Omer, Ma'atrinas HaBikurim, Chutz Mishivas Haminim, that along with the seven special fruits of the land of Israel, you can bring any other beautiful fruits for the purposes of being Ma'atr the Bikurim. That's the position of Rabbi Shimon ben Anas. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Ma'atrinas HaBikurim, Elo Mishivas Haminim. So Rabbi Kiva says, you can only be Ma'atr the Bikurim with the species that are themselves Ra'oi, to be Bikurim. In other words, the seven special species of the land of Israel, Chita, Seora, Gefen, Te'ena, Verimon, Udvash. So those are the ones that can be used for Itter. So here the Nekudas HaMachokes appears to be, what is the relationship between the Bikurim and the Itter Bikurim? Is Bikurim sort of separate from that which is Mahadr them or Ma'atr them, from the language of Atara, it's a crown, to make it more beautiful? That's obviously the position of Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, so you can bring any fruits you want. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, the Bikurim is really what generates the need for Itter and for Hidr, for making more beautiful. And therefore, apparently, according to him, they have to be from the very same species that the Bikurim themselves are a part of. So there's a general consensus, I would say, amongst the Rishonim, that not only do the Itter Bikurim have to be from the Shivas Haminim, so again, they don't have the same Chaloshem Bikurim, but they're bringing extra pomegranates, or extra dates, or extra figs, or extra olive, or extra grapes, etc. But according to the consensus amongst the Rishonim, they actually have to be from the land of Israel. In other words, theoretically, they could be Bikurim themselves. But I was reading the Rambam very carefully this morning, and it strikes me, I say it somewhat tentatively, because generally people assume that Rabbi Kiva's position is, no, Itter Bikurim means that they really could have been the Bikurim themselves, and Bikurim have to come from the land of Israel. But if you read the Rambam very carefully, your Medayik in the Rambam, it doesn't seem like the Rambam maintains that. Because again, Rabbi Kiva's simple language is, Ein Ma'atrinas HaBikurim, Ela Mishivas Haminim, that they could come from the Shivas Haminim, but they don't necessarily have to come from the land of Israel. And that's not an academic distinction. Because once you can see that point, that they don't have to actually come from the land of Israel, it means they don't actually have to be Ro'oi to be Bikurim themselves. In which case, if I'm correct in my reading of the Rambam, what the Rambam understood was as follows. The way to be Ma'atr, the Bikurim, is to bring from those species. These species are uniquely beautiful species. But the Itter Bikurim doesn't necessarily have to be something that themselves could have been Bikurim. And so in a certain sense, what he is doing is he's decoupling the relationship between the Bikurim and the Itter Bikurim by allowing the Itter Bikurim, if I'm reading it correctly, it's a very subtle point in the Rambam, to actually come from outside of the land of Israel. So again, if that's correct, that would then require additional analysis of what Rabbi Kiva was really driving at, and what the status of Shivas Haminim is from outside of the land of Israel. I'm not aware of any other example where we would talk about the need for Shivas Haminim but from outside of the land of Israel, it could come from outside of the land of Israel. Normally we think about the Sheva Samin and we automatically think about the land of Israel, which was certainly the way that the vast majority of Rishonim understood in this case. So as always, much more to contemplate, in particular according to Shitas HaRambam.